Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence. I'm Abby Wallace.
And I'm Roy Lutz. So welcome back to Prevention Nation. It's Roy here with Abby, and we're talking spring break. What does that mean to you?
I wish I had one. For me, well, I almost went on one this year, and it just didn't end up working out. But just kind of a little break in the meat of the school year for a lot of people, things like that, to kind of break up until the end when it's summer and everything's nice and warm and all of that. But I haven't had a true spring break since college, but that's okay.
Well, so that brings up a good point. So, and we kind of chatted a little bit about this for a few minutes. Spring break is geared mostly towards younger population, right? In high school, you look forward to that spring break. And in college, you look forward to that spring break. So what is it that you think young people are looking forward to about spring break? Other than, you know, the obvious college students going party, you know, spring break in Florida, spring break in, you know, Daytona. Other than the party element, what's the purpose of spring break?
I think it's a little break at the end when things are probably, you know, they're tired of being cooped up and being in school, studying, doing things like that. And I also think it's a nice opportunity for families to do something together before summer, break up that vacation schedule and things like that. If nothing else, it's just a break.
Yeah, I agree.
A much needed break.
Yeah, because, I mean, one of the things in one of our recent episodes we talked about, you and I, you know, you come out of the holidays. I mean, you get into school and it's always exciting, right? In September, October. So you're in school, you get hit right away with Halloween, all the fall stuff, the autumn getting out and the holiday things going right into, your traditional Thanksgiving or your Christmas or winter holidays, whatever that is, for your individual family. But it's all this fun and excitement. And then, you know, January, you hit January 1st after New Year's and it's like,
everything sucks.
Everything sucks. It's cold. You're tired.
All the fun holidays and stuff are over.
Yep. So you kind of have that all behind you, nothing in front of you. So I think spring break is that next big respite while you have to dig in and get back to the grind from, you know, right after the holidays. You spend the next few months just, I remember college, just locked in on this next,
all
you know.
All the end of year projects, exams, mm-hmm. figuring out next year. It's definitely a very stressful time.
Yep. So spring break,
testing,
I think. So I agree with you. I think spring break is a respite from all that grind that happens after, you know, that post-holiday blues.
It's definitely a sun coming out of the dark gray skies and everything moment, I think.
Yeah.
Which is why we should have it, but that's okay.
Which is why we should have it. So let's talk about that. Why don't jobs honor spring break?
I don't know. I think there'd be too many variables. A lot of the times, you know, the students have it and it works with their school academic calendar. And so I think trying to coordinate that with a bunch of adults and things would just be very complicated because, I mean, kids and students have things going on as well, but, you know, once you become an adult and you're in charge of little people and houses and all these other things, I think it just becomes a lot more complicated to kind of give, like, an agency-wide or company-wide break like that. And then it gets to the whole conversation of, well, would it be PTO? Or are we giving you this week off? And places have different policies and...
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like in Europe and stuff, they do versions
so
of it.
So I was actually just going to come back. I was going to retort with European countries and a lot of countries around the world offer much better vacation and time off benefits than American companies. Would it be that difficult for real? You think American companies to take a spring break, you know, certain... You know, obviously not every job. Doctors have to work on spring break. People up. I mean, you know, the world has to still go around. But I would think it'd be nice to, if companies had, hey, you get 5 days off. It's on the company. And, yeah, I don't know.
I would love it. I'd be heading down to Florida right now.
Yeah, you and me both, man. This is, I definitely, I'm going to lobby for Safe on Main to, as we go into strategic planning over these next mm-hmm. several years, to encourage them to honor a spring break for staff. So that'd be pretty nice.
I'll advocate. I'll start writing. Pushing for it now.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it would, you know, it would be to the benefit of us, our well-being, because I know, and then our sustainability, because every year I have to take PTO time in spring break because my kids are on spring break, and that's, and you mentioned this earlier, families could do things together. So that also has been the thing. So not just from a college perspective, just from little kids. I remember when my kids were younger, they had spring break off, and what do you do? They are standing there looking at you. What are we doing, Mom? What are we doing, Dad? You know, or, yeah. And you had to figure out things, but I had to take PTO time, or my wife and I had to take PTO time. It'd be really nice not to have to do that. So
I'll know that life soon enough.
Yes, you will know that soon enough. Yeah. What do you, you know, is there anything since spring break? And now I know it's different for every district, has a different week and mm-hmm. whatnot, but it generally falls within the same few weeks.
Yeah. Right around Easter, give or take a week or so.
Right. As we're coming into that, since even though you're not in college anymore, and even though your kid isn't of spring break yeah. age, do you have anything planned for that week? Or some one of those weeks there in the spring break?
We were, like I said, we were going to go on that trip that we unfortunately are not able to go on. But it sparked a conversation with my husband and I as far as should we try to plan something, do something, especially because the trip we're taking in the summer, James won't be coming on.
Yeah, so something more local maybe? Just, yeah.
Just like a 3-4 day getaway, be away from the house, be away from Cincinnati. Yeah. Something drivable for sure, warmer hopefully, just to get away and kind of have a little reset, I think would be really beneficial for us. And
why warmer? So I mean, I agree with the 3-4 day. I was gonna say you could do an Airbnb in Columbus or something, but then you were like, you know, something warmer.
Like, that was very important to me.
Okay, so it's just important to you, because I do wonder, though, people always traditionally think of spring break as going somewhere warmer, mm-hmm. but I wonder if there's anybody who's like, spring break, let's go somewhere really cold.
Go, like, skiing and stuff like that, and then this trip that my in-laws are going on for spring break, they're going to, like, the northeastern mountains up there, New England mountains, and seeing family and stuff like that, so I think some people do, or they go to Chicago or New York, places like that that are probably colder, but it's still a different vibe for them. But
yeah,
I always went warmer for spring break. But
yeah, sorry, I went off on that tangent because it doesn't have to be warmer, right? Because I mean, I'm just even thinking to myself on spring break, it would be nice to even, like I said, like Chicago or something like that would be fun, just to go get an Airbnb in Chicago or stay at a hotel somewhere for a couple days and just not worry about the daily grind, you know, just go and have a few days off.
A good little reset, new place, new food, new scenery, new smells, all that.
Right.
I think it's good for the soul.
It is good for the soul.
It's an excuse to get out of town for a few days and reconnect with whether that's one person or a whole family or just yourself, just having that time away.
So you're looking at coming up with something to do. Hopefully. I'm super excited about it because my daughter's spring break starts, Ava's spring break starts Friday. Friday is her last day, so she's coming home Saturday, and we're going to have her for a week, and I cannot wait to see her. It's been since Christmas, so, yeah.
You guys doing anything fun?
We don't really know yet. We're going to kind of let her assess what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I work, so there's, you know, I have to take PTO if I want to take time, you know.
Yeah.
And I think I'll take a couple days, but I'm sure it'll just, she's going to come home and, you know, probably just reconnect to some of her other friends that are on spring break. And I'm hoping to get a couple outings with her, you know, a breakfast a couple mornings somewhere at a fun little shop, a coffee shop or something. And who knows? Yeah, I'm wide open. So
love it. I think it'll be a good little staycation spring break for you.
Staycation spring break, absolutely.
We did a lot of those growing up.
yeah. That's, again, it's respite. You time away from the pressures and stuff. Sometimes just getting away is very helpful. So, well, I mean, on that note, you know, spring break isn't, as we noted, isn't necessarily for all adults either. This seems to be centered around younger people. However, I think the element or the essence of it is important for everyone, which is take time for yourself. Take those breaks when you need to and as you're able to. And I get that it's a real privilege. Not everybody has the opportunities to do travel or to go make a big deal out of things, but almost everybody has an opportunity at least to try to reset, you know, whether that's just taking time away from other people, taking time off a spring break from social media, a spring break from
getting out of the house more, looking up some local stuff that's happening,
right,
going to the parks, the zoo, you know, just doing some type of switch up even.
Yeah. I think almost everybody can do some sort of break from something. So I just I think the primary message we wanted to do in talking about spring break isn't, of course, college spring break, Daytona, let's go party, right? As much fun as that was or can be, I think the focus here really is around self-care. You know, when we think about the populations we work with, when we think about just not from the intervention standpoint, but for prevention, talking with people about resilience, this is how we build resilience. We make sure to be not a word that we used earlier, not selfless, but a little bit selfish about ourselves. Learn how to take care of ourselves. Recognize what it is we need so we can sustain ourselves through all the hardships and the challenges that that we go through in life. So that's our, I guess that's my final message for today's topic is figure out, you know, what spring break means to you personally and individually, and figure out how to do that to take care of yourself. I don't know. Do you have anything else? Or?
I think that's good. Sound off. Just, yeah, take time for yourself. Take rest. Or if you're one of those people who needs to go out and do a million things, do that. Whatever it is, just listen to your body and your needs and do something a little special for yourself sometime in the next few weeks. You deserve it.
Absolutely. On that note, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other.